I had the opportunity of meeting with the two new aldermen, and I am looking for great things from this council. I think we have two great additions to this common council, and then we have the returning guy from who's Mr. 50th, I'll call him, for our high school. So congratulations to all of you. Looking forward to great things. Okay, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor?
Here.
Alderman Vandrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayer?
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderman Taylor?
Here.
Alderman Schmidt?
Present.
Alderman Skransky?
Here.
Please rise. Join with me in a pledge of allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, now turn to the next item on the agenda, citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? We have to get a taller mic for you.
Yeah, I know. My name is Kurt Bolton. I live at 8035 Western Beale Drive, Franklin, Wisconsin. First of all, I do want to congratulate my opponent, Mr. Mayor, for winning this election. I thought it was a very good campaign, and I really appreciate the way it was run, so I want to thank him for that. During the time that I was campaigning, I did have the chance to look at a number of financial issues that the city faces. And I don't want to go into all of them tonight, but the one I did want to bring to the board's attention was the issue of burying the utilities on 27th Street. This is a TIF district area, and I'm assuming it's not a TIF-eligible expense, and therefore a separate agreement was prepared and agreed to about how the cost would be shared on this particular project. It's about a $4 million project. Most likely it's going to be funded through debt, which means it's probably going to be closer to five when it's all said and done. And when you look at the fact that it is part of the Oak Creek Franklin School District, it seems to me that there should be a different way than what I can see was used to apportion the cost on that. Rounded up, you can say Franklin gets maybe $6 per thousand out of that particular area. The Oak Creek Franklin School District, I'm guessing it's maybe 10. So it seems clear to me that the citizens of Oak Creek benefit more from the burying of this facility than the citizens of Franklin. So I'm hoping that the board might reconsider its agreement and look at maybe some different ways of trying to get that funded. And so that's all I wanted to talk about tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak? Yes, sir. If you could please state your name and address for the record.
Yes, Clint Wenninger with Payne and Dolan, 2123 Springbrook North, Waukesha, Wisconsin. I'm here tonight just to provide some comments as requested by Joel Dito to the proposed quarry monitoring committee recommendation. He forwarded me some information on Friday that said if we had any questions or concerns, that I was to bring that to you tonight. So I just want to briefly cover that. I did type a letter up. If I have copies here, Mr. Mayor, can I hand those out to you?
If you would give them to Mr. Liberta, that'd be great. And if the council wants to suspend a regular order of business when we get to that item, we could have your testimony come in, or they can, or Mr. Deedle, is Mr. Deedle here yet? He's probably downstairs still working on some issues. Oh, that's right, Oren's here for
Think he was going to be here tonight, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Well, we'll pass it out right now.
Okay. Can I just highlight some things in there, Mr. Mayor?
Sure.
Okay. We're not disputing, obviously, the right of the city to enact such monitoring because that was all negotiated in the PDD many years ago. We're here to provide some comments on the content of the proposal that was provided, in particular with the air monitoring portion that was provided. That's where I have the most questions with what Stantec had issued. As many of you know that there was an air monitoring station at the, I believe it was on the 51st Street side of that property for many years, that was run and operated by the DNR. The DNR was never able to establish that any ambient air quality standards were violated, as a result of the core operators. And in this proposal that is being brought up, Stantec mentions that. But then they said, well, we got a different method that we want to measure it. And that proposed method is, it's they even say in the proposal that it doesn't measure the PM10. It's not a recognized testing method. And so I had some concerns about that testing method is really a screening technique. And can those results actually be compared to the DNR air quality standards for PM10? And those standards are listed for opacity and PM10, specifically in the PDD. The proposed air monitoring actually doesn't collect any samples. It's just a laser photo cell that identifies things in the air. And as such, there's no sample collected, then you can't do analysis actually on that sample to see what is actually collected in that sample. So I can't see what the PM10 was and where it actually came from. The test instrument that they had measures standards. It measures aerosol measurements, basically. And that's just anything that could be in the air. It could be dust, smoke, fumes, and mist. So it's not distinguishing between what's actually in the air and where it's coming from. And so how is that going to be distinguished on where the results of that would be coming from? Is this proposed air sampling method by Stantec, is it an EPA-approved method or not? I don't know. The one thing that concerns me a little bit is the security for this device. I don't know where these devices would be located, obviously, but how are the security maintained so that they're not damaged or they're not tampered with during the measuring periods? Because I think we were talking about leaving them out for, I think it was like 30-day measuring time frame, which is quite long. And then how are any impacts from any area construction or truck traffic or anything else that's going on differentiated from quarry activities? And then I didn't see anywhere in there, they may be quarry monitoring committee already looked at this, but the credentials for the consultant as far as the type of work that is outlined, whether it's the seismographing or it's the air sampling, do they have previous example with that and with collecting PM10 samples specifically? Are they EPA certified in the 9 opacity reading, which is the recognized method for doing those measurements? And as I mentioned, have they worked with seismographs before or anything like that? So these are just some of the questions and concerns I have with the proposal that I'd like more information on. And willing to sit down with the consultant or city staff to talk about.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak? Seeing no one, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period and turn to the minutes of April 2nd, 2013.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Alderman Wilhelm. Okay. With that correction, there's a motion on the table. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to organizational business boards, commissions, appointments. Item A, John Howard. Finance, Alderman Taylor.
I'm going to make a request to this body that's been made in the past, last two times, both in 2010 and 2011. Mark, can you pass this out to every member? I'm going to request that actually the Common Council President vote will take place first, Your Honor.
Okay.
And if you look at the document, you'll see that starting, you go back on the internet to 2004. 2004, 2005, 2007, and 2008, it took place as the first item on the agenda.
Okay. It's totally up to the council if they want to do that. I have no problems with it.
Okay.
So, if there's no objections, take up the council president election right away. I will open up for nominations for the council president. Are there any nominees or any parties wishing, any aldermen wishing to nominate other aldermen for council president?
I'll nominate Alderman Taylor. Been doing it for a while, so it seems to be working.
Are there any other nominees for Common Council President? Are there any other nominees?
I'll nominate Alderman Skronsky.
Okay. We have two nominees, Alderman Taylor, Alderman Skronsky. Are there any other nominees for Common Council President? Are there any other nominees for Common Council President? One more time. Are there any other nominees for Council President? We currently have Alderman Taylor and Alderman Skronsky. Seeing none, I'm going to close nominations, and we can either do this by showing of hands, or we can do it by secret ballot. What is the?
Can we have discussion? Can we have presentations by the candidates, or some words from the candidates?
I think yes. It's wide open, really. So, is that what you'd like?
I would like to hear their positions, some kind of a statement from each.
Alderman Taylor?
Sure. Well, this is a first, so it's good. I mean, I'm looking forward to having this conversation. I've had the privilege of doing this for the last 5 years. You know, the funny thing is it usually comes into play about 2 weeks out of the year because the mayor sets the agenda, the mayor runs the meeting, and the only time I have any actually authority, the Common Council President does, and this body has left it that way. We've talked about maybe the Common Council President establishing.
Can I just stop you? Yeah. I forgot to ask the candidates, do you accept the nominations?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure. I didn't hear any notes.
Small.
So. And so basically, for those 2 weeks out of the year, when the mayor goes out of town, which isn't very often, usually goes camping and that, it comes down to accessibility and able to pretty much be available to department heads and to come in to sign checks and some vouchers and maybe just review some things. I've never called a special meeting. I've never done anything that the mayor wouldn't do, even on a number of occasions when something's come up. I've called the mayor and said, all right, what would you do, Tom? And so I think the system works the way it is. Obviously, Alderman Skronsky has the right to run. He's been running every year that I've been here. And but he's also running for other positions. And if you take a look at how many committees I'm on and we're all going to be on compared to my colleague, we all have three, basically, and he'll have five, plus he wants this. So it gets to the point of, you know, how much work one wants to do. You know, I also communicate versus via email, which he doesn't. So I think the system is working now, and, you know, I think it's a position I've enjoyed. So I'd like to continue doing it.
Alderman Skronsky?
Sure. I've been asked to run as council president, and I accept that, and I thank you for the people that asked me to do this. The term of council president sometimes has a misnomer in it. And I agree that you're only here and you only have authority when the mayor is out under his direction. That's a very few times. Most of my belief, even as council president, you have the responsibility that if there was something dangerous or a catastrophe within the city, you would then consult with your fire chief, your police chief, your director of administration, your city engineer, if there was anything related to it, and then you get on it. It's not a single individual's responsibility because we work as a team, get things done, and then get on with it. So in today's world, communication is in all manners of getting together with somebody. I don't think anybody cannot be communicated with if necessary. I've been in many far places of the world, and I was very easily to get hold of. I've been in China, I've been in Israel, and I called back here and communicated. So it's a very easy thing to do and to get on with it. It's a matter of managing the people's business, keeping all personalities out of it, and doing the best you can. And if the need arises, we're here to serve, and that's what we're supposed to be doing. As far as my past experience, I've been an alderman for going into my ninth year. I've served the community for, I think 40 years in many different aspects, and I enjoy the community and be honored to be the president of the council. Thank you.
Okay.
Your Honor, one last thing. I would say that Alderman Skronsky is absolutely correct that working with department heads is important, and I've had the luxury over the last 5 years to do that, whether it's been flooding where Jack Vance called me at 5 in the morning, we're out driving around the city, or whether it's been a fire and Chief Barton's picked up the phone, or there's been an issue with the police department. So actually over the last 5 years, those are all things that that I have handled and handled, I think, reasonably well, because as the mayor said time and time again, when he's gone back into town, the city still ran smoothly. And most people don't even know the mayor's out of town. And that says something right there. Last thing I'll note is when the mayor goes out of town, when he's going to plan it, I don't go anywhere. You won't worry about me being in China or Australia or anywhere else. I'm always here because I give that commitment to the city. And I do very little traveling in general, but I make sure when the mayor's gone, even if it's in short notice, I have to rearrange my schedule to make sure that we don't have to kind of follow a chart of who's next if I'm not there. And then make it confusing for department heads who all have my cell phone, who all know to get a hold of me, and know that when the clerk sends out an email, you can count on me being there. Thank you.
Great. Anything further? If not, I know that we have held these. I see. Well, Alderman Wilma.
I was thinking we had a chance to have a discussion. So, I always regret having this time off because it just seems like there's always a struggle between who should have the position. So, I know it's a tough position for you to be in there. It's also a tough position for me to be in and the rest of us. I particularly am not looking forward to it because I've items on the agenda tonight. So in the past, my vote has led to some grudges, and I'm hoping that we can get past that. So I just wanted to make that comment. I do have some concerns about too much power in certain committees. I guess the checks and balances are one part of government that needs to be in place. So I will be taking that into consideration when I vote. I think there's a balance of power to be equal representation, and I think that's in the best interest of the city. So I hope there won't be any, whichever way my vote goes, I hope that the rest of them, that there won't be any grudges, and I can get on with my business.
Be nice, wouldn't it? Anything else? Alderman Schmidt.
This is probably about the third time I've been involved in this. Starting my second term now, and this is probably one of the toughest decisions I've been having to make each time that it comes up. But I'm through and kind of agree with Alderman Wilhelm that it's, I mean, everyone has their own strengths and viewpoints, and I hope that it's not an acrimonious decision either way it goes.
Anything further? Any other comments?
One very basic bio question. How many years have each of you served on the council and as president?
I've been, this is the start of my sixth year, and I've been common council president since day one.
I haven't served as common council president at all.
How long on the council?
I've been on the council. This will be my ninth year.
Anything else? You can do this by showing of hands, or we do have ballots. It has been done both ways, I believe, in the past. So it's a pleasure of the council. Or would you like a recommendation from the mayor? I would recommend that you do it by ballot.
Not a secret ballot, basically. Secret ballot, or just right name ballot? It's your ballot.
Yeah, the clerk will handle the election. Well,
you are well versed in elections.
I should not bring up that word. Well, and as a former common council president, I can remember the way in which I became the council president. I think there were three.
Which side?
There were three ballots that were cast, and then the mayor decided to break the tie.
You're welcome.
Did you have the blue one?
I got a couple extra if anybody wants.
Oh, wait a second. How many got there? I got six.
Yeah, we filled in the blanks. Right.
Alderman Taylor. Alderman Skransky.
Thanks, Steve.
Alderman Taylor. Alderman Taylor.
That's it.
Alderman Skransky.
So 4-2 in favor of Alderman Taylor. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, the city will still move as smoothly as it has the last 5 years when the mayor's gone.
Yep.
Camping.
All right. Next item on the agenda is item A, John Howard for Finance Committee, Alderman Manic District 5. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Madam Clerk?
I would like to note that he is filling the unexpired term of Mike Martin, so this term does expire 4/30/13, and he will be on the next agenda for reappointment or for appointment. So just in case you see his name on the agenda again, it's
but I think his application resume speaks for itself. Mr. Howard comes highly recommended to me, and if you deem him to be appointed, I want to thank him right now for accepting the position. Thank you. Alderman Wilhelm.
Before you move to the next appointment, I just wanted to say that you had asked me about someone to serve on there and brought up a name as someone who has been putting his name in for quite some time. I also have a constituent who's been trying to get on this next board for many years. Excuse me. And so the question I keep getting is, how do you get on that board or commission? Well, I don't have an answer to that because you can be on a waiting list for a really long time. And someone could come in and put one on.
Are we on John Howard?
No. We're on the next one. So.
We haven't voted on the first.
I know. I just wanted to say, because I figured someone would jump to it and make a vote. But I guess it goes to all boards and commissions. I wish we had a little bit better criteria. I guess that maybe it's just the criteria is it's the mayor's choice, and I think that's the way we're going to do it. But sometimes qualifications and people that are waiting and really trying to serve the community for a long time should get some consideration, and that's my comment.
Great. On Mr. Howard's appointment, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Yes.
Alderman Mayer?
Yes.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Yes.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman
Skransky. Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You now have the name of Kenneth Skransky, the second Board of Public Works, Alderman District Number 6. Just touching on that, I've actually been trying to get Ken Skransky Jr. to be on boards and commissions probably for 5 or 6 years, and his schedule wouldn't permit it, or time wouldn't permit it. For those of you that know Ken Skransky Jr., and unfortunately he's got a last name that's similar to somebody else here, he is really an exceptional human being. And those aren't just my words. Almost every time I go to an Eagle Scout presentation, the Eagle Scouts are talking about how much Ken Skransky has helped them with this project or that project, or went out of his way to go and instead of doing this on a weekend or whatever, spending the time so that the Eagle Scout could get through his projects. Ken also he's from Franklin, and he's also the assistant superintendent or assistant maintenance superintendent at the Milwaukee County Highway Division, which is commonly referred to as SELSHOP. I both represented almost all of the employees at that shop. For those of you that haven't been there, it is some of the largest pieces of equipment that you'll find anywhere. Caterpillars, Mack trucks. I think there's an 8-auger snowblower that throws the snow well over 100 feet. All-terrain vehicles. The point being is that just about every type of heavy vehicle that you can encounter, and the the type of maintenance that goes on with those vehicles is also right up there with the best in the field. Top of that, Ken Skronsky Jr. Kind of worked his way through as a union steward in that area. And so he's familiar with collective bargaining issues, and he's familiar with grievance processes, and he's, more importantly, he's involved. He's very familiar with how employees work within a public sector environment, which for those of you that are going to be new to politics, it's kind of an eye-opener when you first come in. So I guess if Ken Skronsky Jr. was thinking about running for president or senator or something like that, I might consider supporting him. He doesn't wear a cape, but he's pretty close to it. Alderman Taylor?
I suppose there should be a motion on the floor first. So
Is there a motion for the appointment of Ken Skronsky?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Taylor.
Well, I want to follow up a little bit on Alderman Wilhelm, which she was kind of referring to. And I think it's unfortunate the message it can send to the community. Because I'm looking at a list, and I have copies for everybody, of boards and commissions as of just a few days ago. And, up to date. You pass it that way. And in that actual the Department of Public Works, the Board of Public Works, there since 2010, which is as far back as it goes, what you see highlighted in yellow is that are either current members or ones that just have resigned. There are 13 other people, and that's not counting Kurt Bolton twice. There are 13 other people that have actually applied for quite a while to serve on this body. And, I know Kurt's on one of our committees, and he started at a kind of an entry-level committee, and usually people get promoted as they go. And I believe he has a background in engineering, maybe at Greenfield, City of Greenfield. And the point I'm making is, I remember when I was in East Lansing, I went to the mayor, just like I went to you, Your Honor, and said, I'd like to get involved. And I filled an application. I said, I would like to serve on plan commission or finance committee or Board of Public Works because I had that experience when I was in La Crosse. And the mayor, looked at me and said, well, you got to start out just like anyone else and work your way up. So I was put on the Zoning Board of Appeals. I served for 2 years, and I learned quite a bit, so I know exactly how that committee operates. The point I'm making is I'll support this, but, if it wasn't the name sitting there, would it be here is a question I have. And you don't have to answer that. That's fine, because I look at the qualifications, and the qualifications are good, but so are some others on here. And here you have other residents in this community that have asked you, and then this body to basically, they'd like to serve. And some of these, Matt Kuhl lives in Alderman Schmidt's district, and he came when they were, came and talked to us when we were looking at putting that sidewalk in, so you remember that situation. So we actually have quality people that are asking to serve that have not been given an opportunity, and yet the applicant before us just filled out his application on March 2nd of 2013. So I think it sends a bad message to our residents, and I'm kind of disturbed by it. However, I do see that he's qualified, so I'm not going to say that he's not qualified. However, I get married in a month and a half. My future wife wants to serve on, let's say, the plan commission. Is she going to skip above other people that have asked?
Well, with a last name like you've got.
But I think you get my point that special treatment should not be granted, and that is kind of what has been alluded to up here recently. So I thank you for my comments, but I will support it because he is qualified. If he was not qualified, I wouldn't. And I rarely have gone against your appointments in 5 years.
Well, and I appreciate that. And for the sake of the council, I have reviewed this. Some of the people that are on the list, I have appointed to other boards and commissions. But I really have been after Ken Skronsky for a long time, and it's just how I've seen him interact when I don't know how many Eagle Scout presentations I've been to, 30. The way that the scouts and the scout leaders and the way that he conducts himself. In fact, I asked Ken, I said, are you sure that's your son? And he he's just he's a terrific guy. I don't know if you met him or not, but on top of that, he just brings this unique perspective of a person that's currently involved in public works. One of the issues that we've had of late is the selection of equipment at the yard over there, and we have had some resignations. So I'm really looking forward to a person that I know works around some of the best and heaviest and most technical equipment that's around.
Did he bring down the average age of that committee?
Yeah, he does.
Well, and, just on that, I mean, there have been... sometimes I know you think I'm not listening, but I sort of remember a female alderman that is on the Common Council of Fort Franklin. I'm not going to mention any names. But saying, maybe there's something you could do with that committee over there. And so I am trying to, I did listen to that. So there's a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Madam Clerk, Mr. Mayor.
Just one more thing about Alderman Ken. Speaking of objectively, he does help out an awful lot at scouting events. And he... Eagle Scout projects are very, very intense, and they need a lot of adult support. And he helps out other Eagle Scouts aside from his son as well. I mean, some that his son's not even working on, he's out there helping them as well. The others I can't really speak to. I know Kurt Bolton would be a good nominee, too. The last election was a very clean election, and I appreciate that. He mentioned it before, and I don't know if I'm able to say this right now politically correct, but... he would also be a good candidate as well, but I totally support Ken Skronsky.
Okay. I guess that's Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I don't want you to think that I don't like Ken Skronsky the second, because I met him when I was out pulling out some flyers, and he's a very nice guy. In fact, the mayor took my thunder. I was going to say, is that really Ken's son? So it's not a personality issue. It's just a point of appointment. I have to now once again go to my constituents when we make appointments and say, sorry, another year you didn't get it. It's disappointing for them, especially when they're really trying.
I guess the last point, and that's that I really have been trying to get the people that were raised in Franklin more involved in the city. As a person that came from the north side of Milwaukee, it seems to me that I've been serving off and on since 1999. It seems to me that we have a lot of people that serve on boards and commissions that really didn't grow up in Franklin, don't have the roots in Franklin. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate that Dan Mayer, hometown boy, is on this council. I think it adds so much. I'm looking at John Nelson back there, and it's that. Where I was looking for that center of community, and the people of Franklin, especially the kids that grew up here, so important that they get involved in their government. So that's probably one of the biggest factors for me.
We contribute to the Steve Taylor Future Leaders of Franklin Scholarship I'll be presenting here in about a month.
All right, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skronsky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Thank you, Alderman, and Mr. City Attorney.
Just a note for the record, due to the consistency of certain two names, one on the agenda, I just want to clarify for the world that the State Code of Ethics for local public officials defines immediate family member as an issue of lineal descent who receives more than one half from a public official, which is not the case here, so by definition, it's not a
Okay, item C, aldermanic appointments. First is Alderman Dandrea, and we have to go through these each one at a time for the Finance Committee. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
The moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Only that I very much appreciate that you're going to be sitting on the Finance Committee, and I really hope that you can use all of your talents and skills to help us. So, with that, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Dandrea. Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Skransky?
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have before you Alderman D'Andrea for the Personnel Committee.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skransky?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Wilhelm.
I was sitting on the licensing committee. Actually, that fits really well with my schedule, and I did have it on one. Out of the five requests I had on my sheet, I got one. And I normally I'm fine with that, Mayor, taking where you put me. But you also had put me on the Park Commission, which meets at the same time and the same day as the Board of Health, which I'm already on. So before we make board appointments to the licensing, I was wondering if someone would take the Board of Health from me, and then I could switch back to the licensing.
Well, really, really, really happy that you brought that up, because I did see a line through
right.
Board of Health. But given that those are, I think you're on four boards and commissions or something, right now. But that goes with the term of the office, so unless the alderman actually resigns from that committee, I don't think technically I can put it forward. So I would hope that we might be able to... Are you saying that you'd like to have the licensing committee?
In place of the Board of Health, then, okay. Because then I could actually go to the meetings, because right now it's not going to work. I can't be in both places.
Yeah.
It's real convenient to have two meetings in the same building at the same time.
Well, and I mean, there also had come up some things about other members on four or five committees. I'm pretty sure that when it comes to the Fair Committee, there might be, if there is a resignation from that, there might be someone else that would want to be on the Fair Committee. So
are you suggesting that I take my resignation now so you can actually do that? Or
well, I'm no, I'm actually thinking that what I'll do is try and to leave the licensing committee appointments towards the end.
Okay.
And Madam Clerk on the health board, the Board of Health. Yeah.
If the name and the committee are not on the agenda, we would have to hold them till the next meeting.
I personally don't have a problem with that. Other than the problem I may have is that it's really going to be your problem is having a licensing committee that's in place. So, but I'm not surprised. I really welcome your comments on the health board of health. But why don't we let's try and move the we'll keep the licensing committee towards the end of this. And so, Madam Clerk, or someone can remind me of that. And what I'll do is I'll move to, we'll temporarily delay the Alderman D'Andrea's appointment to licensing committee and move down to Alderman Mayer for personnel committee. Is there a motion to approve?
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skransky?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. I'm putting Alderman Mayer's name up for Technology Commission for those that may not know. Dan actually was a science teacher at Vincent High. And so I'm guessing he had to take physics and all kinds of stuff. So I think Dan would be a terrific addition to the Technology Commission. And Alderman Olson did a great job in there, and I'm really looking forward to Dan being on there. So with that, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Skransky?
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Go down to Alderman Mayer, Environmental Commission. That's not something that Dan requested, but I looked at some of his campaign materials, and I saw that he is looking to have a balance between development and trying to preserve green space, and this would be a great thing. I think Dan, with his science background, is going to be able to, with the help of maybe Alderman Wilhelm, is going to be able to grasp the natural resources protection components of the UDO and help the city move forward. So with that, is there a motion to approve?
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skronsky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Six ayes, no notice, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now I'll get to Alderman Wilhelm, who on this list has one appointment, but actually she's serving on three other committees and chairs the Tory Monitoring Committee as well. I'm asking Alderman Wilhelm to take the Parks Commission for a number of reasons, one being that we have a connectivity committee with the bike trails. We have Pleasant View School with the land that's over there with the from MMSD that was commissioned, and with a brand new park all in her district, trying to connect up with the high school and connecting to the Oakleaf Bike Trail, and her expertise in grants. I think you were able to, I think you told me you worked on the Milwaukee Trails and got all that squared away, so I'm looking for big things, and I think Alderman Wilhelm will be more than a great addition to the Parks Commission. So with that, is there a motion to approve?
Is
there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Dandrian.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skronsky.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Taylor, Civic Celebrations Commission, thank you for signing up for this again.
I enjoy it.
And I need to get you two more appointments. I understand that I had a couple hometown boys that couldn't just do it because of this little rock
little,
thing they're
little
doing.
Rock thing.
But is there a motion to appoint Alderman Taylor to the Civic Celebrations Commission?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
The moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skronsky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrian.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Taylor to the Finance Committee once again. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Dandrian.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skronsky.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. We'll temporarily table the next for the Licensing Committee. Alderman Schmidt for the Board of Public Works. I want to thank Doug for doing the excellent job he already has been doing on the Public Works Commission.
So moved.
Is there a second? It's been moved
second.
And seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skronsky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor. Alderman
aye.
Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dan.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. I'm going to, well, I have to ask the city attorney for a question. Talk to her. It's pretty
important that subject matter could take into consideration.
Right.
Comments from members and their deliberations upon this appointment.
All right. When we, if there's a motion to appoint Alderman Schmidt to the Library Board and seconded under discussion, I'd like to speak. So is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? The mayor is passing the gavel to the Common Council President.
Your Honor, yeah. Get away.
Sometimes when you're in this job, it's you feel like you're in the twilight zone because you things come out that you never expect, and some of them, they just floor you. So I'm going to read something at the request of Barbara Rourke that I think is, I was on the phone with her, and she asked me to read this into the record. This was sent to Mr. Dave Adam, President of Franklin Public Library Board of Trustees. It's dated 4/15/13. Dear Dave, it is with mixed emotions that I am writing this letter. Being the director of the Franklin Public Library has been a dream come true. I have been truly blessed to work with such terrific people, board, staff, and patrons. I was able to be a part of the library transitioning from its spot in the Franklin City Hall to the Jewel of Franklin. By now, I am sure you can surmise that I am tendering my resignation after 15 years of service. For the last 4 years, my husband and I, and those that, if you don't know her husband, he is one heck of a nice guy, terrific guy, and I have lived apart during the week because of the job market, airline industry. I had always hoped he would be able to find a job here. That has not happened. You also know my daughter and son-in-law are expecting our first grandchild. It came time for me to reevaluate my life. I have now accepted a position in Hancock County, Indiana. Tentatively, my last day would be Friday, May 17th. I am sure you know that I feel such a personal connection to the Franklin Public Library that I will help in whatever way I can during this time. I have the utmost faith in the board and staff that the success of the library will continue. Thank you for the special gift of working here. All my best, Barbara Rourke. Barbara Rourke. I just was on the phone with Barbara, and I think we're Mr. Liberta and I and probably others are going to do whatever we possibly can to try and persuade her to stay in Franklin, because I've always said that Barbara is the world's greatest librarian, and she is. And I was here when the effort to build the library was around, and it's anyone that was involved in that wouldn't hesitate to say that if it wasn't for Barbara, that library wouldn't be over there. Barbara worked beyond belief, beyond all expectations. And so we are going to see if we can try and keep her, but she did mention to me that she accepted the position. But I wanted to, sorry to bring it in, but I just had the opportunity of talking to her just before the meeting. So, Alderman Schmidt?
Yes, I've had the pleasure of working closely with Barbara for the last 2 years on the library board. And, she is one of the most well organized professional individuals I've been associated with, and the way she handles the activities, well, the multiple activities related to the library. And I had also known her for several years prior to that.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skronsky.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. I have it. Motion carries. Next item is Alderman Schmidt for the Personnel Committee. Is there a
so motion?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
Yeah.
Did you spell that?
Could you just change it to Taylor?
Or
my apologies.
Or Mayor. Yeah. If you wanted
to. As Mark Gulling would say, my apologies. All right. There's a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skronsky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman
Dandrea.
Aye. Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Alderman Skronsky for the Plan Commission. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Let me see. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
I just thought of something on point of procedure on that one. I'd ask the clerk what appointment was, like there's a year separation from when you're appointed and denied or appointed again. I think we're shy of that. Is that a
city attorney?
I mean, we do have other ones to come up the next time around. I'm just wondering if that, since we might have to bring some back, maybe that would be legally more important to have it done at the right time.
I frankly don't recall if there was. was a rejected appointment. Yeah. I'm going to say a year ago. These are annual terms, whether or not the year expired. The clerk can answer that. Otherwise, if it literally comes down to a day or two, then I would say there is a motion and a second. One of two things, the mayor made the appointment, and I don't know that there's any written law, and my thought is that the appointment for, well, the mayor would ask that the appointment be tabled if it's off by a day or two.
That's fair enough to me, if it is.
I don't know that I've ever, I know there is no case law under 62.09 sub 2D, there's zero case law in terms of 1 year, whether that is properly construed in relation to annual terms or whether or not it's 365 days a year. So that's out there. So were there a rejection, I'm going to guess it a year ago, that question is an appointment this year. The question would be, why is that not valid? The year is expired. It's 364 or 362 days. That's one second, one position. The other one, the mayor withdraws confirmation and awaits the expiration of the year to get the confirmation back. Some would argue that the confirmation has been delivered to the council, so that would take kind of council consent. The third thought would be permission of the movement and the council members seconding it, considering it's 1 divided by 365, or perhaps twice that percent of substance here. I would say there's no law on this. Perhaps the mayor could ask that his appointment be conditioned so that the appointment commences the day after the expiration of 365 days from prior.
Well, the fact that a technical issue is coming up, and the fact that I remember spending considerable amount of time in courtrooms in the past, certain courtrooms regarding appointments for these types of positions. So it's better to be safe than sorry. And I do have, or I will be coming back 2 weeks from now with probably a whole plethora of appointments. So the timing is such I'd rather be safe than sorry and look at the technical requirements and not try and press today on that. So I will withdraw the appointment today and see what we bring back. I would ask that the maker of the motion rescind their motion.
So moved.
Is there a second? The second rescinds as well? Okay. And if there's no objection, I'm going to rescind this until a later date because of technical requirements raised. Next item is Alderman Skronsky. Seeing there was no objections, seeing none, next is Alderman Skronsky for the Finance Committee.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skronsky.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. For the licensing committee, we do have, let's see now, I have to try and recollect who is interested.
Mayor?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to put me back on license. I have plenty of other boards and commissions. The biggest thing is the conflict with the park. So if we just leave it the way that it is, I can just resign from the health department and
then you can make the appointments that you have tonight and you'll hold them.
Okay. The only problem is I don't have that on the agenda for tonight, the resignation. So, again, better safe than sorry. Licensing committee?
I'll serve two in the meantime.
Okay. Well, then let me go right back, and I'll take Alderman D'Andrea for the licensing committee. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Right. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dander.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Taylor for the licensing committee. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. And then the last would be Alderman Skaronski to the licensing committee. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dan.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. I think we covered everything except that the plan commission position would be coming back, and the Board of Health and issues like that. So thank you all for your cooperation. I'm looking for, like I said, great things from this council. I think you got a lot of talent up here. Letters and petitions. Letter from John Rosenau, Chief Executive of Arbor Day Foundation, naming Franklin Tree City, USA. I don't know how many years we've got this. It's quite a few, so it's just for informational purposes, unless anyone has any questions. And Arbor Day and the passing out of the trees, I believe, is May 27th, probably at the library, and brochures. And Alderman Schmidt, does that sound right?
That's Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
The trees?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Well, anyhow, it's for informational purposes. So item G1, request from Police Department to approve 5-year lease agreement for NICE recording the Express Digital Voice Logging System. Welcome, Chief Oliva.
You might want to make sure that's posted about the trees so a lot of people can go in the library.
It was in the journal, too, I think.
Yeah, wasn't it Barbara Rourke that did that?
Yes, Barbara Rourke, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Chief Oliva?
Yes, Mayor and Council. The police department has a computer-based recording system that records all of our 911 clinical calls and our radio transmissions for the police department and the fire department. We've operated under a 5-year lease that is expiring at the end of the month. We are requesting to renew a lease for the system. Give you two options. One is our recommendation to renew a 5-year lease. To be accurate in the cost, it's in the amount of $30,521 with five annual payments of $6,775 at 5.2% interest for a total cost of $33,875. The other option would be to purchase the upgrade outright and to pay the yearly maintenance. That would come out to a 5-year total of $45,165, a little over $11,000 more than the leasing option. We do recommend the leasing option. I know there was some concern regarding the requirements under the lease, so that's the option, is to lease it for $33,875 versus purchasing for $45,165. And the finance department may want to weigh in and explain all this.
Okay. If you could, Paul, if you could just please state your name.
Paul Rotzenberg, Deputy Finance Director.
You have something to say?
Finance fully supports the recommendation from the police department, but I want to make sure that the council is aware of the fiscal note that was on the item on page 20, that the adoption of this particular lease precludes the city from taking out an additional $9,900,000 and $69,479 of tax-exempt bonds for the rest of calendar 2013. That would mean that if any new opportunity came before the city that would require tax-exempt bonding, we would be precluded from binding any more than the $9.9 million listed in the recommendation by the adoption of this particular lease.
Alderman Taylor?
I don't foresee $9.9 million of anything. So I'll make a motion to accept the new lease agreement with World Systems Inc. through Brentwood Capital Solutions and Kansas State Bank for the NICE Recording Express digital voice logging system as recommended by the police department and is described in the council action sheet for this meeting.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Thank you, Chief, for your patience and tolerance on this issue.
Thank you very much for consideration. I thank the finance department for helping make it work.
And that goes for Gaylord and that guy, too.
Yeah, Captain Noel did a lot of work on it. So.
Yeah, I know. And thank you. I really appreciate it. item 2, resolution conditioning approving a four-lot certified survey map being lot 1 certified survey map number 7720, outlot 3, outlot 4, Berkshire edition number 1. And I understand Mr. Warren Sumwalt is going to be the Joe Deedle of today for any questions. Alderman Wilhelm?
The only thing I had, I went to the Planning Commission, was the one on the drainage issues, and it sounds like that was covered in the document. So I'm fine with it. I'm prepared to make the motion unless Mr. Sumwalt wants to add anything to that. Motion to adopt a resolution conditionally approving a four-lot certified survey map being Lot 1 certified survey map 7720 and Lot 3 and outlot 4, Berkshire edition number 1, all located in the southwest one quarter, the southeast one quarter, section 2, Township 5 North, Range 21 East, City Franklin, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. Rick Prosvala, president of Creative Homes Inc., Jeffrey J. Jensen, and Suzanne K. Jensen Living Trust and Creative Homes Inc., owners approximately 6600 South 51st Street and outlots 3 and 4 of the Berkshire Edition number 1.
So, second. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 3, resolution authorizing certain officials to execute a subdivision development agreement with the developer of Berkshire certified survey maps.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 4, discussion of Lot 31 of the Woodlands of Franklin subdivision as it pertains to restrictions and buildable area. Alderman Wilhelm and I have had some discussions, and as well as the owner in the planning department and Mr. Bennett. So, Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, for the council members that haven't been here real long, I don't know the history on this, just a little bit of history. This has been a historically complicated development site. The mayor's worked with several of the constituents on encroachments that were either done by the developer, putting building pads. What happened was this was one of the newer conservation-type designs that they were going to try out, where they were putting the lots of the conservation areas required to be protected under our ordinance inside the homes lots instead of having one large common space. And in doing so, I don't know exactly how it came about, and I'm sure with our planning staff we have today, it wouldn't have probably been proposed this way. I think our planning staff is much more informed on this. Orrin has done a lot of work out there trying to make sure that these items get resolved. Most of the homes are okay, but there's a few lots that were very complicated. There wasn't enough room to get a bulldozer around to build the home, so conservation easements were encroached upon on those. We're now down to one of the last, if not the last, complicated lot. And none of the previous ones had to do any special exceptions because when this was developed, you can see how yellow the map is here. Before the UDO standards that we have in place for special exceptions were in place. So treating him that way would be different, in addition to the fact that this is a very complicated lot. So there has been discussions about buyer beware in the council packet. I wanted to show you the complications he had with this. If you look on page 55, it shows kind of a U-shaped line. That is about the extent of his buildable area, and the lot is, as you can see, almost large enough to put two homes on. But there's the woodland area and then the wetland. In addition to that, since that time, the wetland has slightly expanded in the area, making it more difficult for him to fit the home on. And if you turn to page 60 and 61, you'll see that on top of page 60 is Exhibit A, page 9. That is the conservation easement that was in the packet. When he came to that, he thought, well, I could probably fit a home on there. However, little did he know when he was negotiating buying this that way back on page 44 was the other part of the conservation easement, which was the tree preservation. And these were never overlaid and depicted. And you can see on the next one that was put in for the entire subdivision, there are some wetlands depicted on this map, but they're not overlaid together. So he did, to his extent, try to be the buyer beware and talk to several of his friends that own and have built in here. They all said they weren't required to do any special exceptions, and so he figured he could get his home built down there. So what we're looking for is a variance to the 30-foot building setback of 4 feet in order for him to get his building on this complicated lot. And then I think these will all be resolved and we can move on. So,
give a potential motion.
I've talked to the city attorney. He was going to have a few words to say and come up with something that might work for this. Given the complications, I wanted to make sure it was legally binding.
I guess I would just concur with everything that Alderman Wilhelm said. It's been very difficult. Walk sites and homes. So this individual is just looking for a fair shake from the city so he can get on with his life. City attorney?
It's difficult to keep this short. This, I believe, was the only subdivision which that straddled the adoption of the April 2003 UDO revisions. Wetland setbacks, wetland buffers did not exist until the revisions were adopted by the council. Nonetheless, in the planning process, the developer had agreed with city staff, planning department, and probably also boards and commissions at the time, to place on the plat areas that were in effect denominated wetland setback or wetland buffers, or at least with regard to the wetland setback at the same distance, 30 feet. So they're there, and an individual can call them wetland setbacks or wetland buffers, but in the real world, they were not required by code, and they didn't exist prior to code requirement and code more restrictive provisions of the however many 47 pages of UDO revisions that were adopted in April 2003 do not apply to this subdivision. So my thought was, since this was a developer agreed to imposition of something now known by code as a wetland setback or a wetland buffer, still not a UDO required 30-foot easement on the property. And in that regard, the next step would be, and I believe staff, this lot as well as others, have been before the Plan Commission a number of times, dating back to 2009-2010. Staff's recommendation was always to apply for a special exception. And that was back when the property owner never did clearly identify what the property owner was looking for in terms of relief to build a house. There's a tree easement on one side, there's a true wetland in back, and then there's the buffer strip, and there are utility easements elsewhere. So I'm assuming that staff's recommendation to file for a special exception was based on that. It could be codified wetlands, regulation, special exception, or codified woodlands, tree natural resource protection, special exception, because wetland setbacks and wetland buffers weren't there, but wetlands were there and applied to this plat, and the woodlands natural resources existed and applied to this plat. So if those natural resources were to be encroached upon or affected physically by touch, then a special exception would be required. So the long and short of unfortunately, the long, now the short is, I think it's appropriate, and I check with staff, and staff concurs. I think what the council could do in this instance is a Chapter 236 modification of this particular easement simply to reduce it based upon the request of the property owner, and simply change it, and it's only appears before the council once, and that would remove the requirement for filing for a special exception and public hearings, etc. And the rationale on that is applied to this particular property. In the special exception provision, which didn't exist prior to April 2003, could be read as more restrictive. You know, in the real world, hey, it's great, you can get relief from natural resource requirement if you show the proper standards. That didn't exist before 2003, so we'll say that's a favorable provision, so it should apply here. But in this case, it could be construed as more restrictive. So in terms of a motion, I would suggest a motion to, unless there's any objection.
Any objections?
No, I have a question.
Okay.
In developing this subdivision, did any part of this parcel get placed into a 100-year floodplain? No. Okay.
Motion would be to refer the matter to staff to return the subject to the common council with a prepared Chapter 236 resolution to release a portion of the 30-foot wetland buffer / setback easement on this property following application, if you will, written application by the property owner for such purpose. Because I still haven't heard from the property owner that that's all the property owner needs to make the property built.
Is that your motion, Alderman Wilhelm?
Make that motion. I'd like a nod from the property owner if the 4 feet buffer would be enough to, or whatever.
Well, let me see if there's a second to the motion.
Second.
Okay.
Yes.
Just 1 second. Right. Under discussion, is there a motion to suspend the regular order of business to allow Ahmad to speak on this? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Sir.
Thank you very much, everybody. I own this lot. It's a very difficult lot, and somehow I got it. Things happen, and this is the first time I bought any kind of property in the United States. I have no clue. And the documentation and all those things were probably correct, but somehow I got it, and I have it now. It's a difficult lot, and I'm ready to build on that lot. And right now, it's 4.4 feet, I think, that's the setback area. The house
so
is limited to 4 feet.
So if we have staff work in with your building plat, will you have the building plat ready for staff and have it ready to go by the next council meeting, or when can you expect to bring that in for approval? Because if you want to get going on this, if you can get it by the next council meeting, I can add that to the motion. But
yeah, I think I can get that.
Okay, so then I'll have that add to the motion to have it come back when.
Is that okay with you?
Okay.
Apart from that, I mean, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, the 30 feet setback, I'm planning to, you know, I also want something to start that area.
You'll have right off to the side of it, because it only comes up in that one corner.
Right.
So you'll have yard. You're one of the actually few that will have a yard area where you'll be able to do that. So
okay.
You should be good with that.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right. The city attorney?
Only that we will need in writing your request for this to happen, and part of that will be the description of what's there now. Or the easement, 30 feet wide, et cetera, et cetera. We will need from you or your surveyor a description of what you want to change to.
Okay. I'll provide
so that's that. What the motion contemplates the property owner providing.
Sure, I'll provide
that.
Okay. And Steph did look at number one, and Alderman Wilhelm was correct. There's never been a special exception granted for the entire subdivision. The subdivision, when created, consisted of 84 lots, still does. All of them developed, except for four, including this lot 31. Only two others have natural resources existing upon them, but the other one doesn't. So in terms of application of what the council is doing here as a policy, it might arise twice more on big four lots, and it may or may not apply to that on any difficulty with buildability compared to this.
Alderman Bullen?
I guess I have a question about asking for the survey. Have we surveyed out all the rest of them that have those complications? Because now, what's the survey going to cost them? That's going to be, could be a couple thousand dollars. I mean, that's an actually bigger burden than a special exception. Now, I would think that engineering should be able to put that and work with planning and come up with that. I don't understand why he has to have the whole thing surveyed out and everybody else just kind of has, oh, we're just going to, wherever your host says we're good, and it's the same.
Same thing.
Because I understood the property owner say that he's bringing in a plan for construction.
It would be the same survey as what he needs for the house, so it wouldn't be separate.
Mr. Bennett?
Okay.
Mr. Bennett with a great tie. Nice tie.
I got that bargain.
We figured.
Well, we discussed this with him, and he could use the same survey that he used for his plat of survey for his building.
Okay. All right.
Is there a motion to go back to the regular order of business?
So moved.
Second.
Seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, I say the motion carries. Alderman Wilhelm, there was a motion suggested by the city attorney. Is that
I will
motion?
Make that motion with the addition to bringing it back to the council at the next meeting.
Okay.
Second.
Second?
Yep.
And under discussion, the city attorney.
One more time so it's clear. This process works if the only requested encroachment is into the wetland setback or the wetland buffer areas. Gets into wetlands, gets into woodlands, special exception is required.
All right. Alderman Wilhelm.
Even though that, well, I'll just leave that. I'll talk to him off the record. Okay, thank you.
All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 5, quarry monitoring contract, recommendation quarry monitoring committee. Mr. Roberta, do you have this?
Joel Deedle is at a conference today, but I can cover much of this for you. The quarry monitoring committee has been working with planning staff and the consultant to revise the scope of services to try to bring the amount and level and nature of the quarry monitoring into compliance with the available funding. As you can see from the second paragraph, they're recommending one-year quarry monitoring services comprised of 7 weeks of blast monitoring, 1 month of air quality monitoring, 2 meetings between the consultant and the city, and 28 site visits. So this was moved forward to you. The motion suggested would authorize the final form of the contract to be put together. If you recall, the RFP included a draft professional services agreement, so the changes that would be incorporated as sort of outlined in the council action sheet would be to incorporate the revised scope of services, to use the original scope of services as a reference so that prices were already set if in the future the Common Council needed to add additional services. And then we do need to address some standard boilerplate and liability issues that the contractor has asked us to address. And it's not been uncommon for staff, typically me, under my risk management insurance side, to work that out with the contractor and then to bounce that off the city attorney for final approval. And that's the manner in which it is suggested by in the written motion. And the Alderman Wilhelm has also suggested that the council may want to authorize the Quarry Monitoring Committee to determine the application of when during the year the various activities of monitoring would occur absent a delegation by Common Council to allow the committee to do that. It would remain a staff responsibility acting under the authority of the mayor.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I guess I wish I would have gotten this letter a little bit sooner. It would have been easier to address these concerns. I listened carefully to Clint's comments, and I think he has some valid points that deserve attention. Although we have been sitting on this in June, it will be a year trying to get this in place. Some of the things I did note that he talked about was concerned about the PM10 standards. I know the PDD says 0% opacity. That means any dust leaving the quarry is not allowed, but his comment about the location of the devices and how they're going to be secure and all of that. So I guess not really excited about putting this off again and then having to go back to the Quarry Monitoring Committee, but unless Ms. Roberta can address some of these, I think they at least deserve to be.
Just so there was some suggestions that I move, try and move the staff along, so I've really been pushing the staff to get this done. So.
I can address at least part of the concerns relative to the deviation in the methodology moving away from the PM10 to these other opacity measures, only because I had written up a fair bit about that when the contract and the RFP first went to the Common Council a while back. My recollection is changing this methodology would enable you to evaluate it from a method so that you could have some idea if you were having an issue, so that you could then, if you felt you discovered one, begin to work with the quarry, who's always been very, very open. Both of the proprietors there have always worked with the city on it. And if we start to identify something, this would give us some information to work with them on. What I recall writing in a prior council action sheet was moving to this, although being more cost-effective, it would move away from the strict standards and measuring methodology set forth in the RFP, which may not allow you to use the results if you went to then pursue an enforcement action. So it may limit your ability for an enforcement action, but it may give you better data to work with them in a cooperative manner in looking for resolutions if you believe that it finds something. So since you're looking at a one-year issue and you're looking to try and fit it within fairly strict cost parameters, you know, again, I'm seeing this for the first time, but based on my experience with the RFP, I think you could move forward with this for a year, find out if you feel like you're having any issues, find out if you've been able to use what you found to work in a cooperative manner with the quarry to resolve them, and if not, then for subsequent years, you may need to move to a stricter methodology of measuring PM10 so that you could then have results that may be more useful in a an enforcement action against them under the scope of the PDD. So I think you could move forward since you're only looking at a year, and we're still at the stage of trying to identify if there are issues, and if they are, what the potential sources are. This could be a good first step.
Mr. City Attorney?
I haven't studied any of this. I haven't had to this point. But what about if there is an occurrence with this form of monitoring that should be enforced, and then there's the argument, well, this is appropriate if it's a form of monitoring, as opposed to just trial and see how it works.
Oh, exactly, and that's specifically to my point in what was previously written up in a prior council action sheet, as I recall, that if you then tried to use it as strict evidence of a violation of the PDD, you might find that it is not sufficient evidence to do that.
Well, then perhaps
well, one of the things I noticed with the documents is that they're allowed a certain amount of violations in a year anyway. So even if you found a violation, you couldn't do anything about it. So it doesn't really matter. And you know, that's the way with the blasting monitoring, even if they have one. I guess the committee is sort of focusing on not so much what happens inside the quarry. You know, the state monitors the employees' health risks, and as long as what they're doing inside the quarry isn't affecting the people outside the quarry, that was our main concern. Let them run their business, but once it starts leaving, and then if we can find areas where there's air issues and we're not looking at enforcement actions, they might be more cooperative to work with us. So I think it's still valid. With those comments, this is the quarry is in Alderman Schmidt's district. I just get a lot of the fallout, so I guess I'll let him make the decision. I'm okay, just to let you know, Alderman Schmidt, that we can move forward with this.
Your Honor,
yeah, I think spent a little time in government and getting mired in bureaucracy. I think it's important to remember why we're here, why we're doing this. And some of the things that are going to be new for the city regarding the monitoring the air, every second that goes by, people still have not been convinced that are in close proximity to that quarry that air is safe. I know that DNR had done the air monitoring in the past. I think that the committee, you know, Fred Knippel and others, Alderman Wilhelm, Alderman Schmidt first started looking at a figure of $159,000. They've carved this down to something that is palatable. Yeah, it's not perfect, but let's not lose sight of the fact that we're trying to get this done. We're trying to get air quality monitoring. We're trying to get blasting. This has been going on for over a year, so I would urge the council to move forward on this and try and work it out as we go and get the air testing done as quickly as possible. Well, then, should.
I mean, there has been a lot of material that we've been sifting through for the past few months, and I would like to see this move forward as promptly as possible so we can get some testing in place. I understand some of the questions that Clint has raised, and that would behoove us, I think, at least to look into some of that to see partners with this project, but I hope that we can look forward on this.
To, is there a proposed motion? Yeah. Is there a motion to authorize the contract with Stantec Consulting Services, Inc. for $41,300 as identified in the attached professional service agreement to be executed as to be modified in accordance with the staff recommendation and the Common Council action sheet subject to finalization of the site visit, cost not to exceed the budgeted amount, and city attorney approval of boilerplate language and the first one. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Okay. Under discussion, Mr. Liberta.
Just a point of clarification. The motion, as you wrote, it says for cost not to exceed the budgeted amount because there was one issue to be worked out. So it should say for not to exceed 41.3.
Okay.
It could still be a couple hundred dollars.
Okay. And who was the second? Alder Wilhelm. All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. There is a second motion to authorize the Quarry Monitoring Committee to determine the time frames when the approved monitoring services should be implemented. And I'd like to add, and to continue to work with the quarries, specifically Dean and Dolan and Vulcan, in trying to address some of their concerns. Is there a motion to that effect? Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Under discussion, Alderman Schmidt.
Yeah. The reason that we were asking for that leniency is because there are peaks and valleys in the seasons of the blasting and stuff, so it'd be best for us to be able to stay in touch with the quarries to think what's
Yeah, I think somebody's pointed out to me once in a while there's a lot of dust on Rawson Avenue, kind of looking at the guy. So, all right. Anything further? Not all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Let's see, where are we at? Six. Status report to Common Council regarding proposed rezoning and comprehensive master plan amendment for property located at approximately 9733 South 76th Street. I met yesterday with the pastor of the church, along with Alderman Skronsky. Based on our discussions, I would ask that this item be tabled to at least the next Common Council meeting, if not longer.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. I'll just give you a little background on why I moved or tried to move this forward. As many of you know, we have called a flag, a banner? We have a banner back there that says the goal of the city is to try and achieve 70-30. There was a proposal for that parcel of land to be rezoned institutional from R8 residential. Even though the recommendations from the Plan Commission and Common Council, et cetera, were to have it be red, which would be commercial business park. And we did so. I backed it because what the church was proposing was also to build a community center, which, you know, we don't have one in the city, that would be open to all of the residents in this community, like the one that's in Hales Corners. And so they had something happen to them that was very good. They actually found another site in St. Martin's. And so they are not going to build the community center. And so I think it's fair to say that we've made it fairly public that we are and have been looking at future business parks in the city. And so I'm trying to move this along for the sake of the number one goal of the city. So hoping that we had a very good meeting yesterday with Pastor, and I'm hoping that we'll be back here with good results. Alderman Taylor.
I would say I would imagine that they wanted to go to that direction because institutional probably doesn't have the highest value for them in terms of resale, and considering that the Rye Creek Interceptor now is right there, they actually bought it at the right time. So hopefully they'll make out quite well.
Okay, and we want to work with the property owners and especially the church. That they've been great to work with. We're also, let's say we had a large developer that wanted to come in, and as everybody knows, I think now we're completely out of space in our current business park, except for 15 acres. So there's a motion on the table to table.
Yes.
It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 7, authorize staff to proceed with the preparations. Surface Transportation Program Grant for the Design Right-of-Way Acquisition Construction and Improvement in the Urban Section of West Putes Road from 76th Street to St. Martin's Road. Alderman D'Andrea. So.
Yeah. Well, I did attend this meeting last week. And I believe that if we don't approve this plan or this to sign up for this grant, we will lose it. So I believe there's a 6-year moratorium there. So.
Mr. Bennett?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, there's some big changes happening with the STP program, Surface Transportation, and just really what happens to that program. We have about $1.5 million in our funding for that. And we get about, depending on, this is really the reallocation of federal funds. And we get about $200,000 a year allocated to it. So once we get enough to have a project and they work out the ratio of what you have in your fund compared to your project, you compare that with the other. And that's been that way for many years, and we've been on a 2-year cycle for many, many years. Now they're changing it to a 6-year cycle, so we need to get projects in. And they're starting, the federal government has said basically to the state, you can't just simply reallocate the funds based on a simple formula. You have to come in with a more complex formula, which includes other things. Now they're doing it by miles of arterial street. And they're looking at, want to look at other things about like how much low-income housing you have in your community, which you get a minus on if you don't have the required amount. If you don't have transit, you would have a minus on it. So everything's in flux. But I think it's extremely important that we get an application in. It has to be in by about the end of June. It takes some time to prepare an application. We've looked at all our streets, and the street that really sticks out that we would have the most chance of getting is Putes Road. It's going to be a trans 220 project, which will require consideration of sidewalks, and I believe we have talked about, and there has been discussion of needs of sidewalks on Putes Road. So to us, it's a perfect candidate. I wouldn't hold your breath because the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County have complete control. I'm on the committee, and I represent the whole south part of the suburban areas. Wauwatosa and West Allis are represented, and the north side, I think, has two people on the committee. But between the city of Milwaukee and the county of Milwaukee, they completely dominate the sewer PAC committee, which surprisingly has the ability to make some far-reaching decisions. But I think it's the best interest of the city to get an application in. We need time to do it, so we're recommending this does not commit the city to do anything, doesn't commit the city on any type of project, except we would apply for an urban project. In the past, we were able to get what you call a placeholder. And if we put, for instance, we put Putes Road in, and then decided we wanted to do St. Martin's Road. We talked about that. We actually switched our applications. From now on, we won't be able to do that. So, but it, looking at all the streets in the city, this Putes Road from Highway 100 to 76th Street seems the most logical, and I think we can gain the most points with that. So we recommend going with that, with the understanding that it may be 6 years before we get this grant. It could even be longer, and we may not get it. But I think we want to apply for it.
I'm looking over there, and I'm looking for Olson. And
you know, this is a grant. I mean, but there's restrictions to following the grant. Our hands are tied in regards to utilizing that grant if we get it. Otherwise, this road is going to need, it's going to need repair soon. There's concern with the Crossroads project and how far you go, if you go all the way, and then if the project does come in, what kind of changes is going to happen with as it comes in off the Cute side from that far side. But like Mr. Bennett said, we've got to get our name, we've got to put it in the hat. Otherwise, we don't have an opportunity. Otherwise, if we have to fund this ourselves, it's going to take a whole, our whole annual budget plus.
Right, a lot of wet ones. Alderman Skronsky.
Jack, when you were talking about this, does this affect anything with the North Cape Road? It doesn't. So we're all right.
North Cape Road's being done, but
okay.
Out of their CHIP funds, which
good.
Is not their STP funds.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. There is a recommendation, a motion to authorize staff to proceed with the preparation of the Surface Transportation Program grant for the design right-of-way acquisition and construction of the improvement in urban section of West Putes Road from South 76th Street to St. Martin's Road. Alderman Taylor.
I just got a quick question. Who has a motion? I'll let that go first.
No one.
No one?
I was kind of looking at the aldermen from the district.
Well, I will make the motion.
I'll second it.
All right. Under discussion, Alderman Taylor.
Jack, how is what we're applying for different than what we looked at, like, was it 2 or 3 years ago? Looking at doing the same stretch, right? And then we end up allocating that money for sidewalks, right, at 76th Street. So what was that? Was that road the same as type of design we're looking at as what was proposed there, but the residents weren't really in favor of it that time? Is that, I mean, I'm trying to go back. That was like maybe 3 years ago? 2 years ago?
Yes.
Three?
3 years.
So what, is that road the same as the one that was here that the residents didn't want? So you got to do your job selling it, kind of.
Well,
I mean, I wasn't at the meeting, so I don't know, but I remember there was an issue where that was the path we were going to go, and then we decided to...
This can be modified somewhat, and not necessarily the width, but we suggested be urban because it's not going to remove all the trees. But once you do ditches and spread them out, all the trees will go. So we're recommending an urban section as curb and gutter, but we don't have to go as wide as was originally proposed, and I think that was one of the concerns. They will allow us to narrow it down.
It will have a bike path to it.
And put a bike path to it, yes.
But wasn't there the sidewalk that could be a path that would, you'd conserve or save the trees? So there wouldn't be as many trees pulled out of that area than what was originally projected.
I think we'd like to take that one hill down because we've had a real problem.
Correct. Alderman Skronsky.
Jack, is this the same when we're talking bike trails, sir, that's like an 8-foot asphalt filling in with and matching to the contour of the land and going around and making a little bends here and there rather than just something straight going down the road?
Yeah.
It fits more attractively to the landscape.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe our decision, but I think that's what
right.
You know, and the biggest complaint is who's going to shovel it in the wintertime?
If I forgot, yeah, is it Dandrea or Dandrea?
Yeah. Dandrea.
Dandrea.
Get an old brand new snow shovel.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Wilhelm.
This might be a good thing you're talking about the trail now early on that the complete streets might be interested in. That's probably too soon for that, but just something to keep in mind.
Okay. Very good. Item 8. Resolution awarding contract to lowest bidder, Black Diamond Group, Inc., in the amount of $697,788.80 for the 2013 Local Street Improvement Program.
So moved.
So motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, let me just do it again. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, I have it. Motion carries. Item... Oh, how about if we take item 10 for the fire chief?
We've done that a long time
ago. My kids
ago.
Will appreciate that.
Sorry.
You have to stay in
the all room. Right. Just one time. Item 10, authorization to include roof area B, fire station number 1, to the already authorized roof contract with Industrial Roofing Services, Inc., for the replacement of roof area A, Franklin City Hall, and roof area A, fire station number 1.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Kent Skronsky, Sr.
Yeah, thank you. The question is, what kind of roof are you putting on there? Is that a rubber roof, or is it going to be a metal roof?
Well, what this is the contract for IRS to evaluate the roofs and come back with, this is the engineer contract for them to come back with the roof designs, looking at both our budget and the kind of roofs that are up there. So you had the Common Council that authorized us to have a contract with them as our engineer to develop the specifications for the bid document. But that was before we looked at holding the 2012 projects over a year, adding the extra portion of the fire station so that we could do it all at once and get a better price. Since our roofs were holding up during the course of last summer, we held off. So this just lets me roll that one extra budgeted section of roof into the contract we already have, and so that IRS can then go out and evaluate each of the roofs based upon the budget, come back with a recommendation for the nature of the roof plans itself. At the time we get that, what I can do is let all the aldermen aware that we have draft specifications in for the bid, and if anyone wants to see them or go through the details, we can bring them to your attention.
Yeah, because as far as I'm concerned, if you're looking at that, we should be much more greener as far as any roof replacement and much more longevity on any material that's going in there. I'm a strong opponent of being more energy efficient and energy efficient with the either a solar roof or metal roof, something that would be long-lasting, and I would like that to be brought up in this discussion because we have the opportunity in any of the city buildings, even solar panels and things of that nature that may be in a future placed on in order to help energy saving of that that station, because those lights are on all the time. They're never turned off, and if something like that can be worked in it, either not now or added in for a future future budget, that should be considered.
What I can do is, in the final contract, when I add that in, I can add a statement requiring them to give us some information if there's what additional recommendations they could make if we were to change the nature of the current roofing along that line, what potential costs you might look at, and
alternate to it.
Yeah, and then we if we believe there's value, there's significant differences that can be made in energy efficiency, but there's more cost up front than maybe our budget can handle, we can bring that back for the board consideration before we go to bid.
Yeah, obviously, because you may have a little additional cost, but over the long run, if you're doing it, you either prep the roof for it now and then do it in the future, but if you don't do it now, then you're in a hell of a mess, and it costs you a lot more money.
I can build that in without a problem.
Okay. Just one real quick thing. As I was out taking a tour of the fire stations, and we actually had a fire right in the middle of it. But Station 2 is in incredibly great shape. But for the benefit of the new alderman, there's been a lot of discussion about Station 1 and its condition and the future, and it's linked to potential community centers and things like that. So this will hold for the moment, but some large, very large decisions need to be made by the city in the future. So with that, I have a recommended motion. That would be a motion to authorize the Director of Administration to include roof area B of Fire Station Number 1 as included in the 2013 budget to the already authorized roof contract with Industrial Roofing Services, Inc. for replacement of roof area A, Franklin City Hall, and roof area A of Fire Station Number 1. Is there a motion to that effect?
We had a motion and a second already.
Then why did I read it?
I was waiting for your call for it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's always good to repeat the motion.
Right.
Oh, I all right. Are we all like getting along here?
Nice.
This is nice.
Wow.
Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now, item 8. Oh, we do. 9. Item 9. Informational update from Director of Administration on state legislative items that may affect the City of Franklin. This is for informational purposes. I hope that you all read through this. And
I can make a motion to receive and place on file.
Okay.
Unless we wanted to go through it, but I think we all have time to read that. I think Mark did. So I make a motion to receive and place on file.
Okay, is there a second?
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Quickly under discussion. We as a council have not had a great presence on the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. In the past, we were on the Alliance of Cities, with the 30,000, or cities of over 30,000. And I think that there's a need to get a presence back with the League or with the Alliance. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the mayor all the time that does these things. So, as you can see, there's a lot of things that are outstanding that really require your attention. So I'm kind of throwing that out there that maybe somebody would like to come forward. Alderman Taylor and Alderman.
Your Honor, I'm kind of glad you brought that a little bit. When Alderman Wilhelm and I first got here, and I think even Alderman Skronsky, there was nothing in the budget that we put for, like, these types of issues. And I remember in my 4 years in La Crosse, I went every year that was a budgeted item. That was for our hotel and meals and then our travel and that and the thing. And I learned a lot of being there. It wasn't just all the sessions and that. It was all, this for the annual conference, but having a presence. It was also these events in the evening with meeting all these vendors and building these relationships, which led across to some really good savings. And when things didn't go right, they kind of were there for you because they had that relationship. When I first got here, I know Alderman Wilhelm and I were interested, I believe Alderman Skronsky maybe even, but the votes just weren't there to do anything and to put it in the budget. And, our salaries are not large salaries, and that's time that we have to take away from our jobs. That's something that I'm not sure if there's anything probably in this budget to do something like that, but it was always a very good thing, and I'm glad the mayor's brought this up because it's something we should seriously look at, because having that present, other municipalities do this. And, you want to have a seat at the table, especially when it comes to, like, lobbying with this organization. I know Wisconsin Counties Association, Milwaukee County, pulled out of it because of the Lee Holloway, and we put this, when I first got elected on the board a year ago, we went back in, and we have a huge seat at the table, and now Willie Johnson Jr. is a second vice chair, and in 1 year, 2 years, he'll be the chairman of the WCA for a term. That has a lot of authority, so a lot of clout. So I'm glad the mayor brought that up, and that's something we should definitely consider.
Well, and just so for the benefit, because we do have a new council here, I think this is extremely important, but every different councils have different directions. I was on the board of the Alliance of Cities, where I sat there with all the mayors from cities of over 30,000. I can remember being called into a meeting with then Governor Doyle to discuss Barack Obama's what did they call it?
Stimulus.
Where they were going to give out the money, and we got some of it. We got like $1.5 million. What was it? Incentives.
Incentive and stimulus.
Yeah. And also the governor spoke to all of those cities and said, these are the problems. You need to work these things out. You need to get back. You need to do this, do that. And then there was some thoughts on former council members. I'm not trying to resurrect bad feelings here, but some thought that the that alliance was a little bit too liberal. And so funding just wasn't appropriate for it. And so we really have not had a seat at the table for a long time. And that's where a lot things get done. So I'm glad that we're talking about this.
Well, maybe we should be getting something soon with the dates of that annual convention. Maybe when that comes out, we can have that discussion here and determine what we can do and where we can find funds, because it's not overly expensive. However, I think it's great value. And sure. Having a seat at the table is extremely important. And being on the county board and having the Wisconsin County Association on our side is extremely valuable at this time on certain issues in what's going on in Madison, like, you know, that affect the county.
Is there a cost? Is there an annual cost to this, being a member?
And since that time, the Alliance and the League of Wisconsin Municipalities have merged. Now, here's the good news. The clerk, there's a clerk association part of the league. There's the city attorneys that meet. Jack Bennett goes on behalf of that. But it's important. I mean, it's my opinion. It's very important. And you can see the items that are out there that are being discussed that have major impact on the city.
And it's not just this. Also, like the Heratropolis, we gave them 1 year the first time, and we haven't given since, and some of our neighbors have. So that's something where we should take a look at that. I mean, sometimes you got to pay a little bit. I know it's not the subject.
Now we're getting off the agenda. I was getting the look.
So, Mayor.
Alderman Skransky, I think, is in the...
I did. Yeah, I think it's very important, because unless you're associated with other communities your size, you miss out on all the important issues, the alliances that you create and maintain in order to be in the circle, in order to have something to say, rather than being on the outside. You have nothing to say to represent your community. And there should have been a budget, and I would have been a strong advocate of that, because we sent all our other city officials there, our department heads, and I think it's very important, seeing that we are the decision makers, in order to be there, find out what's going on, participate, because if you don't participate, you've got nothing to say. And it's very important, and being on the Finance Committee this year, I'm going to bring that up, and hope Mr. Alderman D'Andrea will look at this also very quickly, and yourself, Alderman Taylor, in order to make sure that we do recognize it and put money in the budget in order to make this happen. It's very important. It's the changing times that we have in the position of this community, where we're looking at development in order to help our tax base. It's a very important item to be there, to be recognized.
Alderman D'Andrea?
So we already participate in this, so we already paid partial dues?
We did participate.
We didn't.
Okay, so this is for 2013-14.
No, the clerk, I don't think, understands. I'm talking about the Alliance of Cities and us being at the table. So, yeah, we belong to the league.
We do pay dues as a municipality to the League of Wisconsin Municipalities.
Okay.
But I do have, what I did want to add was that I have information on the annual meeting, and there is also an upcoming conference for newly elected officials, and I'll make sure everybody gets a copy of that in their mailboxes tomorrow. And I'll also include a reminder of the budgeted amount that the Common Council approved for the Alderman.
Okay. This is for informational purposes, correct? No action required.
It was the motion was made and sent.
To place on file.
Okay.
And all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, I say the motion carries. Item H, miscellaneous licenses. Alderman Wilhelm.
I think she's going to do it. This could be her last licensing committee, so I'll give her the.
We don't know.
Round of applause.
Oh, no, that's right. We did that.
Franklin
Quick Check LLC approved Curtis Michael with a letter. Oh, Michelle. Curtis Michelle. It's Tricia Segura, hold for appearance. Kathleen King approved. Altamart Foods LLC approved.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to vouchers and payroll approval. You have before you a listing of vouchers dated April 16, 2013, numbers 146765 through 146905 in the amount of $901,128.40. there included is a listing of $7.12. I'm sorry, $712.46 in library vouchers. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
No.
Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Skronsky?
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. I don't know. You two new aldermen, you had a lot to take in, orientation, all that. With the vouchers, if you have any questions on the vouchers, contact Paul or Cal or Mark about any questions you may have so that we can try and address them before we get here. Okay. Next item is the payroll. Approval is requested for a net payroll dated April 5th, 2013, the amount of $326,852.40. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second? The moved and seconded. Any further discussion? If you're wondering where the taxpayer dollars go, here they go. All those in favor, please take, I'm sorry, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skronsky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Aye.
Is there a second? The moved and seconded. Under discussion, how about another round of applause for our new alderman? Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. We're out of here.